Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Hello, folks. My mic was cold, and you didn't hear a word I said. Hallelujah. I'm back. Patriot Nation Radio Show. We are live. It is Thursday, some damn day in the month of March. I can't keep track of days. I just got back from this amazing vacation with my son and wife. We made a trip through Alabama. We saw some caverns and some waterfalls and some wildlife. And then we went to Pensacola and we saw different in the streets, gigantic street festival. That wildlife was fun too. We did some great things. Airbnb had some wonderful things happening for us. You want to check out Airbnb. Go to Alabama. It's in a town called Atala, A-T-T-A-L-L-A, and look for Nomad's Land. It is a land like no other. If you are into roughing it, being off the grid, in the mountains next to a babbling brook and a fire pit, the place is for you, Nomad's Land. It has various buses converted to campers. A really amazing stuff. Now, you know, it was a little chilly. The shower was an outdoor shower, and they had a outhouse porta lab to go to the bathroom in. And I didn't want to leave. It was more than enough. It was more than adequate for me to be in the mountains by a babbling brook in a beautifully refurnished camper. A school bus made into a beautiful. I loved it. Yolanda's lots of what's happening. Yolanda, if you're in the live feed, there's 5 years. If everybody shares it twice, we're hooked up. We got that show around and more people will listen. You might see behind me my friend Jack Martin's running for Congress, District 11 here in Hernando County. Make sure you check out Jack Martin. We got Pam Everett is running for school board. Mark Johnson's running for school board. We're back in Jimmy Legato. There's a few people, you know, I have to back for the lesser of two evils. I know Jimmy Legato's been in the fight for the kids all throughout the pandemic, but sometimes I wonder. You know, a lot of other candidates that were backing through Community Patriots of Hernando County. Hey, it's Burl Lawrence in the live feed. What's happening, Burl? So I want to start off first this evening. To talk about a little bit of the turns you into a female swimmer variant that happens to be out now. My niece made a good point. She pointed out that some of these folks have been transitioned over the girls and have been competing in sports for some time now. Are we just angry because this one particular person one came in first, had an amazing run, or are we pissed off for the real reason that biological men should not be competing in biological lady sports? I, for one, believe that's malarkey. They should not be. If they want to have this, hey, look, whatever it is, happiness in this country. I'm all for the pursuit of happiness. The Constitution is my thing. I love it. So let's have a transgender division, all right? Girls who want to be boys who want to be girls, you all can compete together, right? That's what you want? I'm all for that. Look, everybody needs a chance to compete and win and be the best that they can be. So let's have a transgender division in every sport now, you know? What the heck? We're going to be woke. Let's be woke. Let's do it smart. Let's not force women and men into girls' sports and girls into boys' sports. Have a transgender division. Problem solved. And they won't be stealing records from girls who train their whole lives, from little girls getting their medals and their awards and everything snatched from them by some 6'4" dude with a gigantic camel toe. I don't know. It just seems kind of kooky to me that we would even be considering it in this day and age that biological men would be competing in biological women's sports. You know, like a biological man fighting against girls in the octagon. What? Come on. There has to be, we got to draw a line somewhere in the sand, somewhere. This is just downright bizarre that we're going along with this. So for me, a solution would be a transgender division. And then Bruce Jenner could come back and compete for the decathlon again as a girl. Just saying. It's the transgender division 1A finals. And here comes Susie, who used to be Bill. And here comes Charlie, who used to be Susie. And they're going to be battling out here on the field today in a one-on-one track and field event. Hey, lining up at the starting line, and we're going to have a new record here, I'm sure. And the transgender division of the track and field meet, or the swimming, the swim meet. Here we are, we're going to swim. In the transgender division, we have Mia Thomas and, Santa Claus's long-lost cousin who transitioned 422 years ago on New Year's Eve. You know, what the hell's going on with this place? There's more important things to worry about than this crap. So let's make a transgender division in hockey, baseball, football, every sport, and they can all compete and win and have championships and do their thing, and it won't affect anybody. How about that? So, in other news, vaccine news, ladies and gentlemen. In the vaccine news, we have some interesting stuff coming out by a frontline doctor. She's making some serious claims here in reference to what the vaccine is going to do to folks who have been vaxxed, boosted, double boosted. It's out of the Washington Standard. It's an article by a gentleman named Tim Brown, released on March 23rd, stating a frontline doctor stating millions will get AIDS from COVID shots by this fall. Now, I have not vetted this story. I've not had a chance to research it, so you got to take it on your own accord, what they mean here by this and what she's trying to, what point she's trying to make. But the point here is that folks who got vaxxed and double boosted have a very good chance of catching the AIDS virus, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And the frontline doctor has been treating patients. This is all directly from, I'm taking this from this article. Again, I have not vetted this for truth. This is hearsay at this time. But I pray that it's not true. A frontline doctor who's been treating patients that have taken the experimental COVID shots was recently interviewed concerning what sort of adverse effects she is seeing among these patients. And she has seen a rise in acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, a.k.a. AIDS, among the so-called vaccinated. Yes, this is a quote from the doctor, frontline doctor. Yeah, they didn't give her name here yet. I didn't see her name. But we'll see maybe as this goes on that her name is in the article. Yes, we are seeing vaccine-related acquired immunodeficiency in the hospital now from the triple vax. It's a vaccine injury, and we are not really certain how to treat this. Her name is Dr. Elizabeth Eads, and she told USA Watchdog's Greg Hunter in a recent interview. we are kind of throwing the kitchen sink at it at this time. We are trying to use everything we can to boost up the CD4 and the CD8 counts and reverse the collapse or calamity of this immune collapse. It's very stunning. Dr. Yad says it is particularly bad in the double CD19 vaxxed and boosted. She calls the third injection the kill shot, the money ball, or whatever you want to call it. It's just devastating to the immune system, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the recent Stanford study, and I'm just going to read a couple of these sentences from the Stanford study, the spike protein in CD19 vaccines that everyone is talking about is called the lentivirus. The lenti contains a combination of HIV types 1 through 3, SRV1, which is AIDS, MERS, and SARS. In the Stanford study, the best-known lentivirus is the human immune deficiency pathogen, which causes AIDS. This is why we are seeing autoimmune and neurodegenerative decline after the COVID-19 batch, especially the booster. It permanently changes the genome of the cell. That is why this is so terrifying to us in the medical community. We just do not know how to attack this. So here you got a bunch of doctors. They all jumped on board with all this vaccine stuff. For what? For what? So that they can now, if you notice, they just come out with a lady this year was just cured of HIV. The third known case of HIV being cured from medications being administered by doctors, new experimental treatments. And with that, all of a sudden, now they're telling us, ooh, the vaccines are going to give us now a boost in AIDS cases, because they're injecting AIDS apparently into the arms of unsuspecting millions of people. That means family members that we all know and love, according to this frontline doctor, are going to come down with AIDS. I don't know about you folks, but that's pretty alarming if you ask me. I've been following these frontline doctors for a long time, and I think these frontline doctors are onto something. They're not lying. They're the ones that told us that hydroxychloroquine not only is helpful for COVID-19, appears to be the cure. And if the truckers in D.C. are successful and they get the emergency, the state of emergency lifted from the COVID vaccine bullcrap, they can't give us the vaccine anymore because it's emergency use only. So they're fighting tooth and nail to keep the state of emergency because of COVID intact and in place as long as humanly possible, because the vaccines are only under emergency use authorization only. Therefore, they do not want the state of emergency to be lifted anytime soon, because the money windfall will stop. And then alternative treatments will be able to be used without consequence. So folks, if you're out there, I have not vaxxed. I resisted the vax from the get-go. The red flag for me with the vax straight up was that there was no way to litigate against the pharmaceutical companies if you're injured. That was the biggest red flag out of all the red flags. And that they pushed, and they deadpanned medications that were on the market, one of which is over 60 years on the market, hydroxychloroquine, used to treat all kinds of stuff, like malaria, rheumatoid arthritis, and other conditions, safe for 60 years, and all of a sudden it's a dangerous, horrifying drug that's no good. These folks are out of their minds. They have flipped their script. They are nuts. And little by little, they let the truth out. They squeak out the truth in little blurbs, little articles, little videos, little things. And the truth is all out there. Everything all of us tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy nuts have been saying all along all came true when it came to this vaccine. And I'm on vax, and I'm happy about it. I pray for everybody who is vax. I pray that this is not true, that millions will be getting AIDS from these vaccines. Again, this is only hearsay. It's in an article that I read that I did not vet. So I just read the article. I'm kind of like, holy moly. In my headline, what I wrote is, well, time will tell. I pray this is not true. I have not fact-checked this myself. Take it for what it is. If you got some information and you can run with it, or you can prove it, or you can tie more to this story, that'd be great. Let me know to have this checked in fact. I would ask my friend. In fact, you know what? I'm going to send it to my to our chat, and maybe Francis, our great researcher, can dig up some facts on this. I don't know if you're listening. Here it comes. Check that out. See if you can't track down the truth to that story, and maybe we can make heads or tails of this whole malarkey. AIDS, because I got people that I know and I love that have been triple vaxxed, and if that's the case, and of course we know we can't litigate against these clowns because they did that in the initial rolling out of the vaccine. So that's it. People you know and you love, if this article is true, are going to buy my. It's to me. I know people in all age brackets from like 19 up to 75. That are fully vaxxed. And I find that to be quite scary, extremely scary, unbelievable. Hold on, so I'm going to try something here. Yeah, I got this little thing. Too bad, so sad. Here we are. Yeah, but I skipped segments. I went right to this other thing talking about the vaccine. But I got this here, another article from Analyze in reference to this dude swimming. A young lady, she wrote a letter to these people. And when... the women that are competing against this dude are like, well, you know what? We're all for it. We got our asses beat. We got to try harder next time. If they were all saying that, I might be like, well, but they're not. A biological boy named Leah Thomas, formerly Will, switched to the women's team and defeated all the competitors in the 500-yard. In the 500-yard freestyle in the NCAA championship. A Virginia Tech swimmer named Rika Giorgi is speaking out by saying the opportunity to compete was unfairly taken from me. Giorgi says she missed the cut off to compete in the finals because of Thomas's dominance in the sport. Feels like the final spot was taken from me because of the NCAA's decision to let someone who is not biological female compete, she said, blasting the NCAA's policy on transgender athletes. Is this article by again? Hang on, to make sure I get the person who wrote it. This is by David Ruffle, released March 20th. It feels like the final spot was taken from me because of this decision of the NCAA's new policy. I know you could say I had the opportunity to swim faster and make the top 16, but this situation makes it a bit different, and I can't help but be angry or sad. It hurts me, my team, and other women in the pool, she continued. With all due respect, I would like to address something that is a problem in our sport right now and hurting athletes, especially female swimmers. Everyone has heard and known about transgender swimmer Leah Thomas and her case, including all the issues and concerns that her situation brought into our sport. I'd like to point out that I respect and fully stand with Leah Thomas. I am convinced that she is no different than one swimmer who has spent her entire life for morning practice. She has sacrificed family vacations and holidays for competition. She has pushed herself to the limit to be the best athlete she could be. She is doing what she's passionate about and deserves that right. On the other hand, I would like to critique the NCAA rules that allow her to compete against us who are biologically women. I am writing this letter right now in hopes that the NCAA will open their eyes and change these rules in the future. It doesn't promote our sport in a good way, and I think it's disrespectful against the biologically female swimmers who are competing in the NCAA. One spot was taken away from the girl who got ninth in the 500 free and didn't make it back to the A final, preventing her from being an All-American. Every event that transgender athletes compete in was one spot taken away from biological females throughout the meet. It is the result of the NCAA and their lack of interest in protecting their athletes. I ask the NCAA takes time to think about all the other biological women in swimming. Try to think how they would feel if they would be in our shoes. Make the right changes for our sport and for a better future in swimming. Thomas previously swam for 3 years as a male at Penn before changing gender identity. Thomas still has male genitalia and uses the women's locker room, according to teammates, and has spoken out in frustration over the situation. Even though Leah has undergone testosterone suppression for 1 year prior to joining the women's team, as the NCAA policy requires, this does not reverse the impact of nearly 20 years of presumably normal male testosterone levels. The NCAA's policy fails to address this problem. Critics argue that Leah Thomas possesses an obvious unfair advantage over female competitors as a result of going through male puberty. Olympians such as Caitlyn Jenner and Michael Phelps have criticized the situation and said from the beginning biological boys should not be playing in women's sports. That comes from Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner. We need to protect women's sports. So top athletes and people are speaking out against this. They are not for it in any way, shape, or form. And they are fighting to, keep these athletes out of the girls' sports. It's obviously hindering everything they're trying to do. They're training years and years and years of in the water. But who cares? You got to be woke, right? I'm awake. I'm woke. I'm wide awake. And that's where we're at. Kind of wacky, you know? Some of the things that I'm seeing and hearing just are baffling to me, you know. Bring back Jussie Smollett. That was almost, like, acceptable now compared to some of this crazy crap that's going on. You know, maybe he's going to get jumped in an alley again. Who knows? Crazy. I don't know what to think of all this hoopla anymore. Just the way things are, the way things are going. You got a war now going on over in Ukraine. I think, for me, for some reason, I think the sanctions against Putin might be working. I don't know. I don't know what side you're on in this debate when it comes to this war with Ukraine and Russia, what's happening right now. I can say one thing is that the Ukrainian people have a lot of chutzpah. They got a backbone and a spine and a lot of fight. And they're well backed. Russia's been squished with sanctions. The morale in their military is low, and I think that the Ukrainians are really putting up a good fight, and they weren't expecting to have such resistance against them, and some of their boys are just kind of throwing up their hands and surrendering, and the Ukrainian people are feeding them and giving them water and helping them out. So, I don't know. What I think is happening right now is the New World Order that you now keep hearing about, another tinfoil hat conspiracy that's just blown out of the water now, that Barack O'Biden is now talking New World Order, and people at Iran are talking New World Order. What's going on here? New World Order, there's no such thing as New World Order, even though George Bush Sr. said it in 1990 or something in a speech. New World Order is in full effect. They are pushing for a reset and digital currency that they can track every dime and dollar that you make. This is what's coming down the pipe from the tyrannical Biden administration, who want to destroy everything that has made America America over the last 249 years. We have 242 years, whatever the exact date is. All right? It's really insane. They are dismantling our country piece by piece, bit by bit, squashing capitalism, freedom, liberty, the American way, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie. Soon it's going to be illegal. You won't be able to do nothing. Go to work, go home. You can't spend money. We can cut your money off. Oh, you wave the Trump flag on the corner? We're cutting off your bank, your money. That's it. You support the other side? No. And there you have it. They're going to cut off your, they're just going to turn off your way to earn. You're not going to be able to access what you earn. Going to be in digital currency that can be completely controlled by the New World Order oligarchs that are trying to take over our country. Really scary what's going on, folks, and we really got to spread the word. Remember, in 2024, 16-year-olds will be 18 and they'll be voting. So if you know any teenagers, you know any kids, you know anybody young, get in their heads now that they want to vote for the right leader. What we got going on in the White House right now is not cutting it. The gas prices, the inflation. Now they want to give out gas cards. oh, here's a little gift card, a stimulus card for you so that you can get gasoline. We're going to mail out $100 a month to you. No, thanks. I don't want it. Stop drilling. Drill, baby. Drill. Get the damn drills going. We don't want handouts. We don't want none of that crap. We want energy independence, freedom, government out of the way so that we can capitalize on everything that makes a profit so that we can all be successful. You know? Sheesh. You have entered the twilight zone. Nothing is as it seems. Believe nothing what you see and only half of what you hear.
Whatever.
It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in this world right now. When my son looks at me when I'm on my deathbed and asks me the question, so when the country was going down the tubes, down to do anything, he's going to know. I've been on the airwaves for years. Putin and Holler, New World Order, Great Reset, the Great Reset, the Great Reset. We were talking about it 8 years ago. You guys are nuts. It's not happening. There's no chemtrails. What are those are contrails. Not enough. It's barium, strontium, and aluminum being blasted into the air to reflect the sun waves away from the earth to cool it down. Seems to be. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Go there if you don't believe me. Placed with facts and heavy research on geoengineering, a.k.a. chemtrail. Look it up, folks. The tinfoil hats are coming off. It's all real. I need new conspiracies because all of my old ones have come true. And look, according to my friend here, they're attacking the Texas again, apparently with the harsh weather control system, which conveniently has been debunked by Facebook fact checkers. If the Facebook fact checkers are checking it, you can guarantee that shit's true. That's a fact. Almost 100% of the checking the facts are facts. And what they're trying to say is the bullshit. And they already proved that the fact checkers are not really checking facts. They're lacing everything with their own opinion. Or if they go, not completely true, they find something like, it was two people when it was actually four people. And because it said two people, it's not a factual article no more. So they fact check that and they block it. That's what they do. They're not blocking it because it didn't have facts or your facts were backwards. The fact is the sun is blue and the sky is red. Oh, I'm sorry, we got retract that. I made a mistake. Oy vey. What are we going to do in this day and age? The madness that is occurring. Now we got this lady. She's running for, she's been nominated to the Supreme Court. Kenji. Miss Kenji Jackson Brown or something like that. You know, running on empty. Whoa. The lady is running to legislate from the bench as an activist judge. She is there to be implanted by the Democrats to legislate from the bench on a radical agenda. She cannot even answer a simple question as posed by those trying to get answers to confirm her for her spot on the Supreme Court when asked when do you believe life starts and when does the rule of law protect that life. Can't answer the question. Can't answer that question. She can't be on the Supreme Court. She's unfit. They should have threw her out right there. Unfit. As soon as they throw her off and say unfit, it's going to be race war. Oh, you better put her in or we're going to burn down this place. They're going to have Black Lives Matter rallies and Antifa rallies. They're going to burn down the world. Another summer of destruction. Is that the plan? Is that what's coming up here? Is that what we can expect? I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. Nobody knows a dang thing. What's shaking these days? But here you go. Check this out. It's the bottom of the hour. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We're live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Who made it through the first half hour? Who knew? I could blab like that for a half hour and not miss a beat. Sometimes I'm on fire. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm cold. Right now I'm burning. We got girls beating girls in girls' sports. We got crazy people dropping bombs on innocent hospitals and schools in Ukraine. But you know, one of the main things that's going on over in Ukraine is this. They're mad at Vladimir Putin because he will not participate in the world banking system. Putin is not involved in the world banking system, and he really, really, really wants to blow the lid off the Biden crime syndicate in Ukraine. They're laden with corruption. I'm hearing stories about child trafficking coming out of Ukraine. There's a lot of things in Ukraine that are bad. Like, you got a Dancing with the Stars president who's got a lot of nuggets. His nuggets are pretty big. He's like, I'm not running. I'm staying behind and I'm fighting. That, to me, is that's pretty good. Whether he's fighting or not, that remains to be seen. But he ain't running and he ain't hiding like Joe Biden in his basement bunker during the election. Where's Biden? They're hiding Biden. Not this clown. He's out there. He's a New World Order puppet. I believe he's in it for the windfall cash from the Biden family crime syndicate that's all over Ukraine, and all these other turds like the Clintons and everybody else have their dirty little fingerprints in the corrupt cookie jar that is Ukraine. Now, I'm not for Vladimir Putin and Russia and what's going on. I don't think they should be bombing people, innocent people, destroying their country. The people of the nations are always caught in the crossfire and are the ones that take it on the chin. Just like anything, you're a number, and if you get a bomb on you, sorry. We have special interests in natural gas and oil that are more important than the menial number that you are in our system. So we'll blow you off the face of the earth to save face and make lots of money off gas and oil at the expense and death of children and women. And I find it to be appalling and disgusting when governments do this. I wouldn't encourage my son, as much as I love the military, to join the military at a time like this with a leader such as Joe Biden. Under President Donald Trump, son, join. The man is for you. The man has your back. The rules of engagement will be there to protect you and destroy the enemy with brute force and power. The only way to defeat a disgustingly vile enemy is to be more disgusting and more vile than them. Otherwise, there's no chance of winning. That's simple. That's a basic survival. Be more animalistic than the animal you're fighting. And yes, Bonnie, the veil is lifting. And I've been saying it from the beginning that it's all a part to cover up the Biden crime syndicate that is operating freely in Ukraine. Fire the prosecutor or you don't get the billion. How come we don't hear phone calls from Biden and Zelensky? How come we don't hear phone calls from Biden and Putin? How come we don't hear them talking about any of that? How come they're not spying on this clown that resides in the White House with his incompetent border czar and Vice President Kamala Harris? Has she been to the border? What's going on? The media now squashes every report coming out of the border. You don't even know what's going on in the border. They're not talking about caravans, anybody coming across, shipping them out on buses. Nobody's reporting it. Nobody's talking about it. And if they are, they're being blocked, banned, shadow banned, and pushed to the bottom of the feed where nobody can see it. I find it to be quite ridiculous what's shaking down here. Yeah, this guy is even not even a murmur of impeachment against this clown. I say clown a lot because this guy at work got mad that I called Biden the clown. So it was Biden the clown, not Bozo the clown, Biden the clown. O'Biden being pulled his puppet strings by Obama, who's got his office down the street from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And don't forget, they're going to be trying to come after the guns. The guns got to go. They can't have the guns in the New World Order. They can't have the American people fully armed and ready to protect themselves, their country, their livelihoods, and their... So they got to get rid of the guns. Expect false flag operations to pop up here, pop up there to get the guns. Here in Florida, we got rhinos in the Republican Party. They squashed HB 103 constitutional carry here in the great Sunshine State. And people are like, well, how could they do that? They're Republicans. They got, this guy's got an A-plus rating with the NRA. Well, guess what? These turds, Sproles and Simpson and Bannon and these other turds that are running the show, wrote the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas anti-gun bill that got rid of bump stocks, raised the age from 18 to 21 to purchase gun, three-day waiting period, and all the other gun restrictions that came out of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas massacre by that crazy kid. They wrote that. It's their darling. It's their crowning achievement. So these guys will not be voting or putting forth HB 103 that totally trashes the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill and everything they put in their heart and soul in to get passed to look like, yay, now maybe we can get some independents and some demon rats to vote for us. And then we can win the next election. Because it comes down to what they want is votes. That's all they want is the votes, 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 votes. So they're going to do, say, and tell you anything you want to hear to get the vote. That's it. They're going to do and say anything they can to get your vote. So on one hand, they're going to say, well, we got to take the bump stocks away. We got to raise the age and have background checks, blah, 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 to one side. And the other side, they're going, we're going to do everything we can to get HB 103 onto the president's desk, onto the governor's desk, and then did nothing. And then when Governors of America went up there with petitions and other citizens with stacks of petitions, hundreds and hundreds of signatures, the turd threw the petitions into the trash and got caught. Oh, maybe they accidentally fell into the trash can. Oops. Yeah, I don't think so. So the anti-gun lobby is on the right. They are on our side. They are rhino Republicans in the state house of Florida, in the state senate, and the state house, and they are scamming us and lying to us and throwing our petitions in the trash. It's a horrible travesty of what's going on, and all I have to say is, boo. So you guys that voted for Joe Biden have fallen silent. You don't come on my pages no more and try to trash me on my facts. You don't come on my pages anymore to give me any grief. You don't talk crap to me and you stop trolling because you know you screwed up. You hired this clown and he destroyed everything you know and love about this country, even demon rats, even those radicals on the left love freedom because they fight so diligently for it that they fight with fascism, claiming that they're defeating fascism. With fascism, as they burn 375 riots in cities across this country in the summer of 2020, and it was horrible. We have January 6th, insurrectionists. Oh, my. We also have, if you remember, the Judge Kavanaugh confirmation riots at the Supreme Court building, whereby leftists and terrorists, Black Lives Matter and Antifa members, were inside the Supreme Court House building rioting as Chuckie Schumer stood on the steps going, yeah, this, that, and the other thing, you're going to be sorry, and blah, blah, blah. They forgot all about that crap. No one wants to talk about that insurrection. No one wants to talk about Chuckie Schumer on the steps of the Supreme Court screaming and hollering about Kavanaugh. But we got the rioters of January 6th, horrifying insurrectionists that should be fried and not even, they should just be taken out back and this firing squad. That's it. You know, what the hell? What's going on? Is this America? People that are running this country are people that went to school the same time as me. We graduated in the 80s. We grew up going, I can't wait till I graduate. We can make the rules. They're going to do this and they're going to do that and everything's going to be great. Except that didn't happen. And everything sucks. And my generation is destroying freedom. And it's scary. People that sat next to me in history class learning about Paula Revere and One of By Night and Two of By Sea and all of the fun stuff that revolution brought us, the freedom and the liberty that these guys fought and died for that they handed to us, gone. What are you going to tell your grandchildren when they ask, what was freedom like? Well, damn, it was great. We could drink, fight, fuck, do everything we want, go crazy. We had no restrictions. We did what we wanted. It was great. Too bad you'll never have it, sucker. We're going to leave this to our kids? This is what we're going to leave to the children? This mess? I have an 11-year-old son. This is what he's going to inherit? And it's my generation that's doing this? What the F is going on? What is the deal? I don't have the answers, people. I wish I did. The only answer I have is find Jesus and praise him daily and repent. Get on the right side of God. And you don't have to worry about nothing. You put your trust in Jesus and everything is fine. You don't really have to worry. I only talk because I want people to wake. I praise Jesus. I am accepted. I am forgiven. Blood of Jesus Christ covers me. I love my Jesus. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Makes a way there ain't no way. You know what I mean? That song is Talking About My Jesus by Ann Wilson. You can find it on the internet today. Oh, boy. Here we are. We're rolling into the last segment of the show. The last 15 minutes is rolling in here. We're doing pretty good. We're having a fun time, and we're just going to pull and do what we got to do. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I don't know if anybody can hear that. But yeah, we're going to be talking now a little bit about the People's Convoy and these folks rolling into D.C. I believe they're actually getting down into the city now. I've seen a few videos. I guess that they have some dude who rode his bicycle in front of the trucks there in the city, and he's slowly. He single-handedly stopped the convoy. No, he made it better. He made all the guys get in line, line up, get their trucks in order, and now they're all packed in tight, and they're rolling through the city. And they're doing great things for the people with the People's Convoy. And they're really trying, folks. And one of their main missions down there in D.C. with the convoy is to end the emergency use authorization that is in place that maintains the vaccine status where get the vax. If they get rid of that, that's a very important thing to get rid of, then the vaccines can go by the wayside. All I know is that all my news feeds and all my friends that are in the trucking industry, nothing comes across my feed that has to do with it. They're squashing it. They are suppressing it. Many, many people have no idea that there's a convoy circling D.C. right now. It's been circling D.C. Today is day 30. It's day 30 right now. Trucks are still there doing it. They are doing their thing right now as we speak. They hold up in this raceway that's nearby every night. They have huge rallies. They wave the flag. They sing songs. They eat. They're having a good time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the live feed. Anthony Russo, blasts from the past, is just showing up in the live feed tonight. Really cool. It's really, really cool. Like Burrow and Yolanda and some old friends from back in the day. Greg Shiva tuned in. That's pretty awesome. And Ray Colon, Ray Ray, my good friend Ray Ray. Hopefully soon they're coming down here to Sunshine State for a visit. It'd be great to have a nice visit from my friends. It's always a pleasure to host them. And, of course, Joe, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're probably going to get our asses all the way back up to Alabama and get to Nomad's Land, which is really an amazing place. You've got to go. You've got to go to Nomad's Land in Atala, Alabama. Woo! Hello, folks. That was a ripper. Live on the air. I hope everybody heard that. What's up, Anthony? Good to see you there. So we got the midterm elections racing up upon us. They're coming up really, really fast. My friend Jack's running for Congress. District 11 here in Hernando County has a really good shot at making it this round. The guy representing us right now is not doing crap for the people. We're disgruntled, we're upset, and we're aggravated, and we know Pastor Jack, he's a pastor, Black Robe Regiment pastor. Research the Black Robe Regiment, see how important they were in the revolution to this country. And he's running for Congress, God, guns, and government. I mean, God, guns, and freedom, that's what he's for. And those are the candidates you want to get. It's time to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots who love America, who love freedom, who love the founding documents, the Constitution, which I keep really within handshot of every show just in case I need to point something out, learn something, find something, research something, and tell the truth. Because we are all about the truth here at the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and that's the fact. You know what I mean? And the truth here is very important, and we want the truth always. And beware the vaccine, folks. Do not get this vaccine. They're threatening your job. Find a new job. Yourself is worth more than your job. It's really, really, really crazy what's happening in our nation. And what will you tell your grandchildren when they ask, Daddy, Grandpa, Oma, Nona, Grand Opa, whatever they call you, what was freedom like? What's your answer going to be? What is your answer going to be? I want to just congratulate Emma Wayant, the fastest female swimmer in the nation, on her victory in the NCAA 500-meter freestyle race. She is the victor. I want to say hello to everybody out there in Radio Land. Tune in each week, make this show a show, make this show a reality, because without you, there's no show, because everybody knows that. I'm very proud to be here on my 9th year of broadcast excellence from the black microphone of the Patriot Nation Broadcasting Network. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You can head on over there, click the follow button, and get notified when there's a show. Whoa, how about that? Good stuff. There's over 1,000 episodes there you can listen to. We go back through the archives for 9 years, over 1,000 episodes. Guests like General Michael Flynn, as interviewed by our good friend Gary Binford. You want to check out his podcast whenever you get a chance, United Patriots Uprising. And we had Larry Gatlin. We had Haya Kyle. We had Sebastian Gorka, as interviewed by my counterpart, James Bostic. Did a great job. Del Bigtree a few times, the producer of the hit TV show The Doctors and the producer of the hit documentary Vax. You want to make sure you check out both Zach and stuff like that. I also want to make sure that you reach out to my good friend James Bostic. He's got a show generally Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, A Conservative's Perspective. Thursday's usually the 1-2 punch, the best 1-2 punch in alternative media for years now, for like 5-6 years in a running, where we have been a 1-2 punch tandem. All right, the last 6 months have been up and down. We haven't been really on at the same time, here and there, very spotty, but we're working on it. Yes, Dell is an extremely – I'm going to have Dell Bigtree on the show again here real soon. I want to get to talking with him about the AIDS thing that's coming out in the vaccines. For those who've been – and double boosted, the rise in AIDS immunodeficiency syndrome, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, for the triple vax that's popping up now more and more and more. People I know and love have been triple vaxxed, and we'll see. A couple of them are looking pretty shaky right now, and it's been a few months since their last booster, their third booster. Some of them are looking shaky. Some folks are feeling ill. People are toning down. So you want to be aware of the AIDS epidemic. It's going to explode here. And of course, it's transmissible during, you know, with sexual contacts. So it's going to be spreading like that. And Dr. Fauci is on the front line of the AIDS epidemic back in like 1980. He's the clown that had his hands all over the AIDS epidemic. So now they're claiming that AIDS is coming out in the vaccines, and Dr. Fauci, the king of the AIDS epidemic back in the early 80s, got his dirty little mitts all over it. I wonder how many of these biological labs in the Ukraine funded by our tax dollars had to do with any of this. Who knows how old these places are, how long they've been in operation. From what I understand, it's like 12, I think they said 12 bioweapon labs in Ukraine funded by our tax dollars. Can you believe that? So here we are. That's one thing I hate. I think that our taxes, we should have a checklist of things we want to pay taxes for. So when there's abortion, we don't have to check the yes button. We could skip over that, and our tax dollars will go to funding the military, saving lives, supporting their law enforcement, all that other stuff. Hey, Alicia, how are you? How's that? How do I pronounce your life? Your name exactly? Alicia? I would say Alicia. Hi, thanks for tuning in. So good to see returning folks listening and tuning in. There's all kinds of stuff. Guaranteed that rallies are going to start kicking off. Election season's going into full swing. You can mark my words, there's going to be some early primaries and things. People are going to want to get elected to school boards and other things. And we got some pretty tight races here in Hernando County. And I think we need to get folks like Pam Everett and others onto the school board, not some mom who doesn't even go to school board meetings. Okay, Kathy. No, it's spreading. What they're saying with the vax, Kathy, is I read an article, and a frontline doctor has come out and said that it's spreading AIDS. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome in triple vax patients that she's seeing that are popping up in her practice where she's doing work. And she's claiming that by the fall it's going to be unbelievable how many cases of the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome is spreading around all over the place. So if you know somebody, you love somebody that has been triple vax, keep an eye on them. There's no cure for that yet. They kind of got a cure for the HIV, so they're skipping right over and getting right to the AIDS. They're blasting right past it, going straight to AIDS. You get HIV, HIV's gone, we're going right to AIDS. SARS, MERS, and AIDS. Mixed in that cocktail, it's changing our DNA, it's changing our genetics, it's destroying our immune systems, and it's going to kill. This is the ultimate goal of these tyrants, is kill. Yes, the double jab and the triple vax. If you've been triple vax, I guess that would be a jab and two boosters, or however it works. You have a chance. You're going to get... Now, believe it, I want to make sure that you know that this is all hearsay at this time. I did not get a chance to vet the article that I read. It's coming from a frontline doctor who's claiming this in patients that she's treating in her practice right now. So I don't know if it's fact or fiction at this time. I'm just reporting what I heard, what I saw, and I'm claiming that it's an unvetted story at this time. It came out on the 23rd of March, and we shall see. Keep an eye on your loved ones that have been vaxxed, boosted, and double boosted, and have been triple vaxxed, and have been headfirst into this pandemic from the get-go. Got to wear your mask, got to get vaxxed, got to do this, got to do that. They panicked everybody into this. And I have to say, our great president rushed this vaccine. He rushed it through. one of the downfalls of President Trump, this vaccine. People start croaking because of this vaccine right around election time. Are people going to vote for the guy who fast-tracked operations, warp speed, the vax? I don't know, folks. It'll be kind of hard when, well, you pushed this vax out, had yourself on the back, and now people are dying of AIDS? What? Really bad, folks. This is a really tragic thing that's happening in our country. God bless the truckers. Let's hope that they succeed in getting the state of emergency lifted so that emergency use authorization is canceled and the vax is squashed. The only way we've got to squash the vax. Hydroxychloroquine has been proven to be the cure for COVID. Folks who got hydroxy, do not get COVID again. Oh, and horse paste. It was never horse paste. They were never saying take horse paste. Ivermectin in 3-milligram tablet form has been prescribed for human consumption since at least before 2015, where the guy who figured this all out won the Nobel Peace Prize for the advancement of ivermectin and its treatments of other sicknesses and illnesses. You're welcome, Kathy. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. It's a mad, 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 mad world, and we're going to be live here again next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You want to check out the American Allegiance Show, 7 p.m. Wednesday nights with author Kevin White. He's got a book out, Growing Up White. Check it out. Find it. Read it. Learn what it's like to grow up white. Great stuff, great book, great information, great guests. Wednesday, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. That's the American Allegiance Show with Kevin White. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to thank Kevin again for bailing me out and running the board. Always doing great stuff for our network. I'm so glad he graced our show and our network and is sticking around and really helping us. Doing great, great shows. Check them out Wednesdays, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You heard the website. That's blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. And of course, me Thursdays, next Thursday, 8 o'clock right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And of course, I want to find my good friends. We're going to do the Star Spangled Banner as we do every night. When we wrap up our show, there's a version by our good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can go out and get merchandise, music, everything you want. Hey, Frank's tuned in. I want to say hello to my good friend Frank up in New York. We were just talking about all kinds of fun things like the Turns You Into a Female Swimmer variant that's out now. We talked about the Trucker Convoy. We talked about all things. Please, if you missed the show, look at it, watch it, or tune in to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, and you too can hear this show in its entirety, uncut, unedited, raw truth, spoken by an American patriot who loves America, freedom, and liberty. But right now, I'm going to flick it over to my good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can get all kinds of good stuff there. He's doing great, great stuff. He is America's most patriotic rocker. And this is his version of the Star Spangled Banner. And if you've never heard this version, I implore you to please check it out. I'm going to turn up everything here a little bit. Turn that up. And this is the Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, is out now, as well as other music. Here we go. Bye. All right, folks, that's a wrap. It's been another great show. Thanks again for tuning in, because without you, there is no show. You are the Patriot Nation Radio Show and the network. Without you, there is no us. Good night. God bless you, and God bless America. Peace.